Okay, you're holding Bava Basra on Tesvav. We're really at the bottom of Yud Dalid, four lines up with me, Kesavim. The Gemara is now discussing who's the authors of the Svarim in Tanakh. So begins the Gemara, me, Kesavim, who wrote them? Moshe Kosev Sifro, Uparshas Bilam, the Eov. So Moshe wrote his own Sefer, Chumash, right? He wrote the Parsha of Bilam, and he wrote Eov. Now, interesting, the way the Riyas is Moshe, when it means Moshe Sefer, it means Chumash Dvarim. So the Mefarshim are asking, if you're talking about the Parsha of Bilam, that's part of the Chumash, so why is it being singled out over here? So the Ritva says something interesting, that Moshe wrote a Sefer about Bilam, but we lost it. That's an interesting idea. Yoshua Kosev Sifro Ushmona Psukim Shebetorah. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Yoshua wrote his Sefer and the last eight Psukim, which talk about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel Kosev Sifro V'shoftim V'rus. Shmuel wrote his Sefer, right? He wrote Shoftim and he wrote Rus. David Kosev Sefer Tehillim Al Yidei Asura Zekenim. And David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim with 10 Zekenim of previous generations that they were, and then they put it all together and they compiled that to make that into what we have as the Tehillim. Al Yidei Adam Harishon, right? There was Tehillim that was written by Adam. Like, I think the Medrash says the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos was authored by Adam Harishon. Al Yidei Malki Tzedek, by Malki Tzedek, you have in Lech Lecha. Al Yidei Avraham, Al Yidei Moshe, Al Yidei Heman, Al Yidei Yedusun, Al Yidei Osof, on the top of Amad Aleph, Va'al Yidei Shlosha B'nei Korach, and the sons of Korach also wrote Tehillim. Yirmiyahu Kosev Sifro B'Sefer Malachim V'Kinos. So Yirmiyahu wrote his own Sefer Malachim, and he wrote what they call Kinos is Eicha. Chizkia V'Siato Kosvu Yeshaya Mishle Shir Hashirim Kohelis Anshikas Gedolah Kosvu Yechezkel Shneim Osor Daniel Gilos Esther Ezra Kosev Sifro V'Yachas Shel Divrei Hayomim Al Ad Lo. So he wrote, meaning Ezra wrote the chronologically up until his own time period. Messiah Rav, this is a support for what Rav says. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Ola Ezra Mi Bavel Ad Sheyiches Atmo Vola. So Ezra didn't come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael until he was able to, you know, establish his own yichus, and then he went. Uman Aske, who completed it then? Nehemiah ben Hachloya. Nehemiah the ben Hachloya was the Hachaliah, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Hachaliah. Ezra and Nehemiah, we put it usually as one. They were the political and the religious leaders of that time during Shivas Zion. Omer Mar, Yehoshua Kosev Sifro Shmon Psukim Shibitora. Satan, Yekimanda Omer, Shmon Psukim Shibitora, Yehoshua Kosovon, right? We have a Bryce that says that it was actually Yehoshua who wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah. Titanya, Vayomash Sham Moshe Evid Hashem. Moshe, the Evid of Hashem, died. Esher Moshe Meis because of Yamas Sham Moshe? Is it really possible to say that Moshe wrote about his own death? El Adkan because of Moshe, right? Really, Moshe wrote up to that. Mikan ve'elach because of Yehoshua. Then Yehoshua went and wrote the landing part. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Amri Lo Rebbe Nehemiah. So this is the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Some say it's the Shita of Rebbe Nehemiah. The Ibn Ezra on the Chumash actually takes this and extends it farther than Chazal say. He said the last 12 psukim were written, in fact, by Yehoshua. So now it's machlokas tanoim. Omer lo Rabbi Shim, efshir sefer Torah chaser osachas. Is it possible to have a sefer Torah lacking one letter? I mean, of course not. Chassidim says lakoach es sefer haTorah hazeh. Moshe told them to take the full sefer Torah. So it can't be that Moshe would give over something that's lacking the last few letters, the last few psukim. El adkan hakadosh baruch hu omer Moshe omer bekosev. Up till this point, last eight psukim, Hashem was speaking, and Moshe was writing it down. Right? Mikan ve'elach, from the last eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer Moshe Kosei B'dema. That Moshe, Hashem was speaking it, and Moshe wrote it down with tears. Right? Moshe Neman says, Lahalan v'yomer lehem baruch mipiv yikra elai eskol hadvarim ha'ele v'ani kosev al ha'sefer b'dio. That in Yirmiyahu it says that he dictated the words to him, and he wrote them down in the scroll with the dio, with the ink. So the idea, there's a fascinating comment that the Vilna Gaon makes on this Gemara. He's working off the Ramban's introduction to the Chumash, where the Ramban writes that really the entire Torah is different shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We we see that in the Gemara Brachos, which says the source for the pasuk of reciting Birkas HaTorah is Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Have a good little kenu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When I'm calling out Hashem's name, when I'm learning Hashem's name, meaning learning Hashem's Torah. The Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, it's all one big name, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided it up into sections so that it would be intelligible to human beings. So the Gra, working off that, says, do you know what it means over here, this last part, that one way you learn Pshat in the Gemara is that Moshe is writing it, Bedema means with tears. But you have a mixture of Muz, which is a Trum and Chul mixed together. So what the Gra says, that Moshe wrote the last 8 Psukim, they were still mixed together. It wasn't decoded, so to speak, for him. And then that's what it means, that he was crying, but it was uncoded. You could say Al Pidrush, that maybe that's why he was crying, because he wasn't zeich to understand what his last 8 Psukim were talking about. But that's the famous comment of the Gra, that was all mixed up. Dimua means Chul and Trun, it's together. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Keman oz laho da om Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba om Rav Gidol om Rav. Shmona psukim shebetorah yochid kore osam. So we have an interesting thing, that the yochid can read them. So what does it mean, a yochid? So before she explained, maybe it means you should give it to the most chosh of a yochid there. That's what it means, not the game. The way the Rambam writes it is that it has a different status. You don't need a minion to read these last 10 psukim. That's an extreme opinion, but that's how the Rambam paskins. So Lema, who's this going like? Rabbi Yehuda. With Lok Rabbi Shimon. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. No, I feel the tame Rabbi Shimon. I can even tell you it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Hoyo v'ishtanu ishtanu. Since they're different from the rest of the Torah, meaning that Moshe wrote them with his tears, they're different. So therefore, that's why we don't divide them up between the two people. I should have pointed that out. That's one way of understanding what the Gemara means. The Yochid means that you can't divide them up. It has to be one person who's reading it. So again, 3 Peshatim. Either Yochid means it's one person. You can't divide, can't make a break between these Psukim. Either that Aliyah goes to the, that's usually Chasen Torah. And then, or the other one is the Rambam's opinion that what it's doesn't need. Yochid here means to exclude the requirement of having a Tzibor there. Yoshua Kos of Sifr. Now the Gemara goes back and Yoshua wrote his own sefer. But it says, V'yomas Yoshua bin Nun Evid Hashem, right? The very end, the Radak learns, what does it mean in Evid Hashem? In the Evid Hashem, he writes in the beginning of the sefer, I think in the first parak, the Radak brings that the idea is, Masha Kona Evid Kona Rabba, the person who's all of their koiches for HaKadosh Baruch, that's the highest praise you can give someone's calling him an Evid Hashem. So that's why he did it. Yoshua got it at the very end, last sefer, but says that he died. V'yomas Yoshua bin Nun Evid Hashem. V'aske Elozor, right? So then Aaron's son Elazar was the one who finished it. V'aksiv Elazar ben Aaron meis, but it says Elazar the son of Aaron died, right? That's a few pesukim later. So Aski Pinchas completed it. Okay. Next, Shmuel Kosov Sifro, Shmuel was his own sefer. V'aksiv it says Shmuel meis, says that Shmuel died. So Aski Gad HaChoyze V'nosin HaNavi. It was finished off by God, the Choyze and Nosin HaNavi. David Kosov Sefer Tehillim, Aidei Asar Zakenim, right? And he had the 10 Zakenim who were what's it called, helping, you know, contributed, right, to the Sefer Tehillim. L'chshev Nami Esan HaEzrachi. We should also count Esan HaEzrachi as it, because he wrote Peites 89. So, which is quite long, actually. Amar Rav Esan HaEzrachi Zehu Abraham. Nope. Esan HaEzrachi is the same person as Abraham. K'siv Hocha, Esan HaEzrachi, K'siv Hocha says, Mi He'ir HaMizrach Tzedek. Paskin Shaihu. So, who rose me up from the east? The one whose righteousness, right, wherever he stepped foot. So that pasuk is talking about Avraham, because he came from Mizrach, and he's also called Esan HaEzrachi, the Eitan, the strong one, right? Rambam has this, and also calls him a strong person. Kachoshiv Moshe, Kachoshiv Haman. So the Braisa counted Moshe, 1 of the 10, and it also counted Haman. Right, so the Amar Rav Haman Zemosha, it's the same person, right? We had this idea of the conservation of biblical personalities. We try to, like, you find somebody, say, no, this is really the same person over here. So Haman is the same person as Moshe. K'siv Halcha Haman K'siv Hasam Bechol Beisi Nemanhu. He's the most trusted person in all of my house. Trei Haman Havi. No, really, there were two. There's one who's Moshe, and there was one who was a descendant of Shmuel Hanavi. Rice keeps going. Moshe Kosu Sifro Uparshas Bilam V'Iov Mesailei L'Reb Levi Bar Lachma. to Amar Levi Bar Lachma Iov Yemei Moshe Haya. So we're gonna have a major discussion now. When exactly did Iov live? I believe there's six opinions. So the first one is that Iov lived in the times of Moshe. Ksiv Halacha says Mi Itain Efo Yikasvun Milai, who that my words should be written now, right? Efo means like right now. Ksiv Halacha, it says over there in Sefer Shmos, Uvame Yivada Efo, right? What shall be known here? Right? This word, it's not such a common word, Efo, right? In the two places, that shows that Eov and Moshe were really living in the same door. The aim, let's say, Bimei Yitzchak. Maybe if that's what you're pshat, so we can say you live in the Yitzchak. The Chassid says, Mi Efo Hu Hatzad Said. Who's the one who took this, who trapped this meat for me? That's in Toldos with Yitzchak, and he wants to know who brought him the meat, the Esav and Yaakov. So Ema, you could say, Bimei Yaakov. Maybe Eov lived in the times of Yaakov. The Chassid, Im Kein Efo Zoisasu, right? Who do this. Maybe he lived in the times of Yosef. Dichsiv Efo Haim Roim. Where are they shepherding their flocks? Slow Salkadaitach. No, don't have the Havina Sela Dichsiv, because it says, Biyitain Besefer Viyu Chaku, who is going to be inscribed in a book. That's a Pasuk in Eov. O Moshe Hu De Ikre Mechokek. And Moshe is the one who's called the Mechokek, the one who inscribes things. Dichsiv Vaya Reshis Lo Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Sofun. Right? The Pasuk we have in the very end in Zoisa Bracha, that he provided for himself. He was the inscriber's portion, was reserved for him. So Moshe is the Mechokek, so that's why we have to say that since you have the Lashon in Eov of Veyu Chaku, that's the same Lashon as Mechokek, so therefore we would say Eov did not live in these other generations, was the generation of Moshe. Rav Amar Eov Bimei Meraglim Haya. Okay, next opinion. Rav says that Eov was the time of the spies. Right? How do you know that? It says, Hocha Ish Haya Be'eretz Utz Eov Shmo. There was someone who lived in the land of Utz, and his name was Eov, right? That's the opening pasuk in the sefer. Ksiv Hosman says Hayesh ba eitz, and by the Meraglim, is there an eitz? That was one of the spy missions. Let's find out. Are there any trees over there? So me dummy, 1 second. Is that the same word? Is eitz the same word as utz? Hacha utz hasam eitz. Two different words. So Hachika Amar Lahu Moshe Israel. This is what Moshe is telling the Meraglim. Yeshnu laoso Adam. Is that man named Eov still alive? Shishnosav aruchos ke eitz. Right. That he has long years like a tree. Umegin lodor case, he protects. He's megin. He protects his generation like a tree. Meaning, so he's alluded to with the word eitz, but really it really is be'eretz utz. That's the question that Moshe is asking them. Yosef Ahu Mirabanan Kaimin Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Yosef Akamer Eov Lohaya Velo Nivra. Third opinion: Eov never ever lived. Right. Never had. It's Ella Moshelhai. It's just a parable. You should learn the lessons of how to react when difficult things happen. Omalealecha Omakra Ishaya Be'eret Utz Eov Shmo. 1 second. It says there was a man named Eov who lived in his land. So what are you telling me? Elameata Vilarash Ein Kol Kiim Kivso Achas Katana Asher Kona V'Yechayeha. So if you remember when Nosson Hanavi came to give Musar to David about Bathsheba, so he gives this whole parable about this poor man and one little sheep, right? So same thing, right? It's a parable. So just like that, there wasn't really a sheep over there, but they're telling a story over there. So here too, also by Eov, it's a mashal. Mihava, right? Was he really there? Ela mashal ba'alma. So hachinami mashal ba'alma. So too over here, that Eov is a mashal. In Cain, 1 second. If you're going to tell me that it's just a mashal, so then shame Shmo v'shame Iro Lama. What do you have to tell me? What his name is? The city where he lived? Just if you're giving this information, you're telling me all the information about Eov. So Mestami, he was a real person. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Amri Tavahu. Now that was the third opinion. Here's the fourth one. Eov me ole gola haya. He was one who came from the beginning of Shivas Tzion. Came back at the time of the second base of Migdash. Or base Midrash or Betzveria haya. And he had Beis Medrash in Tveria. So I forget, Rabbi Rosner said a vort. I forget who he said it over in the name of. It might have been Rabbi Shlomo Gansfried. I forget already. But he said that Rabbi Yochanan, we know, had a very difficult life. Very difficult life. With after his Chavrusa, you know, with Reish Lakish, he said, Oi Chavrusa, Oi Misusa. We know his 10 sons died. So he's saying like this. You think Eov was a parable? Eov is alive. He's in my Beis Medrash in Tveria. Meaning, you want to see Yisurim? We have Yisurim right here. Eov very much was alive. That's what it means in the Beis Medrash of Tveria. So when I ask, Meisvi, I'll ask you a kasha. Yemei Shnoisav Shel Eov Mishash Nichnasu Yisrael LeMitzrayim VaAdjiot. So Eov's life from the time when they went into Mitzrayim until they left. Right, so that implies that he lived much earlier, not during the time of the second base of Migdash. It's now on top of Amad Beis. Eime kitni shash nichnas liyisrael mitzrayim ad shash yotze. No, it means it's as long as. It doesn't mean those were the time periods, but you make the cheshbon how many years it was, and that's the long. He did live a long time, but that's the that is the time frame. Also, for what I remember hearing from Rav Razin, from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that he said if you look at what Eov was struck with, it was his children, and it was his money, but he did have his friends. Powerful idea that because if a person needs their friends, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken away his friends, then there's no way he would have been able to survive. The fact that a person has a chever, has friends, that's what enables a person to even go through the most difficult tribulations. Okay, good. Let's go on now on the top of Meisve. Shivanevi'im v'nis nabu l'umos ha'olam. There were seven Nevi'im for the Umos Ha'olam, for the non-Jews. So here we're going to see that Eov was counted as then. He's not a Jew. Ve'eluhein, Bilam, Ve'aviv, Bilam and his father, Ve'eov, Ve'lifaz, Ve'temani, Ve'ledad, Hashuchi, Ve'tsofar, Ve'namasi, Ve'liyahu ben Rach'el, Habuzi. Right? So these are the chevra of Eov. So you see that Eov was not Jewish. So Amalei, Letamech, according to your reasoning, you have the kasha, I'll ask you the same thing. Elihu ben Rach'el, Lav Mi'Yisrael, what, he wasn't a Yid? He was. Mishpachas Ram. He was the family of Ram, which is Avraham, right? Se'ela anibue inabe l'umas ha'olam. No, so you have to say Eliyahu is in his list because his nevuah was for the umas ha'olam. So hachinami Eov inabue anibi l'umas ha'olam. So Eov also is on the list, even though he's not Jewish, because his nevuah was for the umas ha'olam. So atakuluhu nevi'e Milo and Abue the Umas Ha'olam. One second, but didn't other Nevi'im give it? You have like you have your Nasati. What's the lashon by Yirmiyahu? At the very beginning, Perek Aleph. He says, "I made you a Navi for the Goyim." Forgetting off the top of my head what the lashon is over there, but it's definitely there. You have other Nevi'im also that did this, right? See, only these. So Hasim Iker Nevuah Saihu Liyisrael. No. They did give Nevuah to other nations, right? I think Yirmiyahu and Perek Chafei, other places as well. But the Iker Nevuah that they gave was for the Klal Yisrael. Ha'acha Ik Nevuah Saihu L'Umas Ha'olam. But over there, but these seven, their main Nevuah was for the Umas Ha'olam. It was not for the Yidden. Beisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Chosid Haibu Umas Ha'olam V'Iv Shmo. There was a pious person, right? Among the Umas Ha'olam, and Iv was his name. V'lo bo l'olam el l'kadeh l'kadol scharo. And he only came in this world to get schar. Hey, via Kodesh Baruch Hu, Olav Yisurin. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought afflictions upon him. Hischil Mecharef Megadev. So he began to blaspheme and to curse. Kofel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sechar of Olam Hazeh, Kedei Letarda, Min HaOlam Haba. So Hashem did kefil. He gave him a double payment in this world in order to take away everything from him in Olam Haba. So from this Brisa, you see that Eov was from the Umas Ha'olam, was not a Jew. So tonight, it's a machloikis to know him whether Eov is Jewish or not. Ditanya. Rebelazar Oimer, Eov, Yimei Shoifet, Shvot HaShoiftim Haya. He lived in the times of the Shoftim. Shneemar, Hein Atem Kulichem Chazisim, Velamaze Hevel Tebalu. You all have seen it. Why are you being so vain? Ezev Ador Shakulu Hevel. What's the generation that's completely Hevel, completely involved with vanity? Heavy Omer Zedor Shoshvoit Hashoftim. This is the generation which judged its judges. Right, as Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer Iyo B'Yemei Achashverosh Haya. A new opinion. He lived in the times of Achashverosh. Ne'emar, as it says, Velo Nimsa Nashim Yafos Kivanois Iyov B'Chol Haaretz. That he had the most beautiful daughters in the whole world. So Ezedor Shiz Bakshu Bo Nashim Yafos. When do we find in history where they were looking for beautiful women? Heviyom is Edor Shel Achashverosh. This is when Achashverosh was trying to find a new wife. Ve'ema bimei David. One second, maybe it was the time of David when they were searching for them. Tehillim says Vayivakshu Nari Ofa, when David was cold and couldn't be warmed up, so they looked for a beautiful woman. So awesome, Bechol Gvul Yisrael. Now over there they lurched throughout the Jewish territories, Vahalcha Bechol Haaretz. But in the time of Achashverosh, they were looking throughout the entire world, right? And that's what it means by Eov's daughters. So that's what it means. That's why we want to put him in the time of Achashverosh and not in the time of David HaMelech. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, a new one. Eov b'yemei malchus shva haya. He lived in the time of the kingdom of Shva. Shnemar v'tipol shva v'ti kachem. Right? It fell upon them and it took them away. V'chomim oimrim Eov b'yemei kastim haya. He lived in the times of the kastim. Shnemar kastim samu shlosha Roshim, the casting formed three bands. Yeshom, some say Eov b'yemei Yaakov haya. He lived in the times of Yaakov. V'dina bas Yaakov nosa, and he married Dina. Right, he married her. What's the raya? K'daber achas and v'lois t'daberi. You speak like the way a loathsome woman speaks. Right, because if Hosman says over there, ki nevala also be Israel, a loathsome thing has happened in the Jewish people. Okay, so Mark says, "Vakulahu tanai sevirahu de Eov mi Yisrael hava." But all of these tanaim hold that Eov was a yid levar mi yesh omrim, except for the yesh omrim, that's who hold that he lived in the times of Yaakov. Right? Okay, fine. The Isak daitech me umas ha'olam hava. Right? You want to prove all these tanaim held that Eov was not right? You have the havin to say that he was from the umas ha'olam. Boster shchiv Moshe misharia shchina al umas ha'olam. After Moshe died, did the shchina was it by the umas ha'olam anymore? V'ha amar mar bikesh Moshe shlo tishre shchina al umas ha'olam. Moshe requested from Hashem that the shchina should not go onto the umas ha'olam. V'nitalon, that was given to him. Shneimar, the pasuk says, v'niflinu ani v'amacho. I will be different from your people, from all the people, right? So we the Lord tells us that Hashem was maskim and he agreed to that. So you can't have the Shekhinah by the Umas Olam. So how can you tell me that Eov would be after that? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Doro Shel Eov Shotu Bezimu Haya. They were immersed in types of immoral behavior. Shneimar, hein atem kulechem chazisim v'lam zeh hevel tehbalu. Right, you've been seen, and you've become vain. Chziv shuvu shuvu hashulamis shuvu shuvu v'neches aboch. Return shulamis, return, and we can look upon you. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, se'eme bin nevua. Maybe when it says that you've seen it, this is talking about nevua. Chziv, the pasuk says chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. The word chazon could also mean a vision. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're saying here that you've been seen, like the of Zima. So im kain, if that's true, lama ze hevel tehebalu, right? This phrase of you've been altogether vain, right? Lamli, what do I need it for? So it must be that they were looking at things inappropriately, right? For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsi, what does it mean in pasuk? Vayhi bimei shvot hashoftim. What was the times when they were judging the judges? That's the opening of Megillas Rus. It was a generation that judged its judges. Omelo. If the judge would say something to the defendant in front of him, Tol kesem mibein einecha, take away the splinter, meaning you're doing something a little small, so omelo, so the defendant would say back to the judge, Tol kora mibein einecha, you should take the big beam. I mean, I got one little splinter, you got a whole big beam. You mean whatever I'm guilty of, you're like much more worse, much more exaggerated, much more serious are your averus. So omelo, if you would say to him, Kaspech haya lesigim, your silver has become like melted down, it's dross, right? It's a counterfeit, that's what he was saying. So amalo, Savech mohu b'mayim, your wine is mixed with water. I mean, you're diluting your wine and you sell it. So everybody was doing improper things. That's why the judges weren't able to be effective, because they were guilty of it. Amar b'shmo bar nachmeini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan, Kol ha'omer Malkas Shava Isha Haisa. Anybody who says that the queen Malkas Shava was a woman, Ein Elato, is mistaken, right? My Malkas Shava, what does it mean? Malkas Shava, Malchusa de Shava. It's the kingdom, right, of that. Okay. Now, since we're discussing Eos, now the Gemara gets into fascinating discussions about what was going on with that Sefer. So it begins, Vayhi Hayom Viavo B'nei HaElohim Yatsiv al Hashem Yavo Gam Hasatan Besochem. Omer Hashem al Hasatan Me'ayin Tovo Be'yan Hasatan. Right. There was a day when the Bnei Elohim, right, the sons of God came to present themselves to Hashem, and the Satan came also. He says, "Where do you come? Right? Where are you coming from?" But Amar Lefan Ribono Shalom Shati B'chol Ha'olam Kulo V'lo Matzasi Nem Ka Avdecho Avraham. I went throughout the whole world and found anybody who was faithful as Avraham. Shamar Talo says, "Kum Hisalech Be'eretz La'arka L'Rochba Ki L'cho Etnena." Let's Lech L'cho, go up, walk the land. I'm going to give it to you. V'afilu Ha'chi B'shash Shelo Motza Mokum L'Gbor Esara. He couldn't even find a burial place for his wife. And Lech L'cho Ad Shekona Ba'arba Meo Shekel Kesef, until he spent $400. Lo Hir Her Acher Midosecha. He wasn't second guess. He didn't complain about the fact that Hashem seemed to be keeping his will. Va'omer Hashem el Satan, hasamta libcho el avdi Iov, ki ein kamohu ba'aretz. Have you looked at my Evid Iov? There's no one like him. Right, he's perfect, he's upright, he fears Hashem, right? Omer b'yochanan, godol hanemar b'Iov, yois mimashinemar b'Avram. It's greater what's written with Iov than what's written about Avram. Te'ilu b'Avram, because by Avram it says, ki ata yadati, now I know, ki yorei elokim ata, that you fear God. V'Iov k'siv, ish tam v'yosher, yorei elokim besar mera. He's perfect, he's upright, he fears Hashem, and he turns people away from evil. My v'sar mera, so what Mura asks is, what does that mean, that he turns people away from doing ra, from evil? Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel Iov Vater b'mono haya. He was mevater. He was forgiving with his money. Min hoga shel olam, the way that the world goes. Nos in chatziputa lechen boni Iov vitra mishelo. When you pay for even a half, you pay the storekeeper for half a put of something you buy from him, right? But if someone was going to buy something that was such a small value from Iov, you'd be mevater on that half a puta. He serves you for naught. You haven't made literally a hedge about him. You haven't touched anything that he has. You blessed him. What does it mean that you've blessed the work of his hands? Anybody who took a pruta from Iov got a bracha. I mean, not only was Iov's own handiwork was done would get a bracha, but anybody who received something from Iov was getting a bracha as well. So my the Gemara is explaining, again, darshing all these pesukim in the beginning, the first parak, umiknehu paretz baaretz, that his livestock was increased, it spread out. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina miknehu shel Iov partzu gedero shel oilam. It was breaking through the order of the world. Minhago shel olam, the way of the normal order, the way the world normally works, ze'evim hargu, hargim ha'izim, that the wolves will kill goats. Mikneu shel Iov, when come to the mikneh, the livestock of Iov, izim hargim es ha'ze'evim, the goats kill the wolves. So, the Gemara continues to talk about Satan, what he said to Hashem. Ulam shalachno yadcho ve'ga b'chol asher lo, imlo al panecha yivarechecha. Ve'omer Hashem el Satan, hine kol har, kol asher lo b'yadecho, rak ilav al tishlach yadecho. So he says, if you touch him, see if he's going to curse. He says, you can do what you can, but you can't touch him directly, right? So the pasuk says, "Vahi hayom vona v'noisav oichlim v'shoisim yain beveis achihem habechor." When they were the sons and daughters were eating in the bechor's house, umalach bo el iyav oimer habakar haya horshos. He said that the ox were plowing. My habakar haya horshos wasn't mean that the ox were plowing. Va'osonos roes es al yedehim, and the donkeys were feeding them. Amar Rebbe Yochanan milamed shehit imo Hakadosh Baruch Hu leiov me'ein haolam haba. So Yochanan says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Iov a little bit of a taste, a te'ima of what it was going to be then, meaning when the plowing, the harvesting will take place at the exact same time. So here too, you had the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were like grazing on the crops that were growing for that. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, with tomorrow's shir, we'll pick it up on the top of Tezayin, going through again more of the stories with the life of Iov.